O Lord, our Lord, our triune God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Help us tune our spirit with you now to your great holiness and your enduring love. We thank you for life, for the memories that we have of and with loved ones, your kingdom on earth. We also thank you for the new lives and the new memories we will make with those you have placed as our villages before us. We thank you for your saving and teaching word spoken through your servants. Lord, consume our worries and doubts instead of our worries and doubts consuming us, as is often our want, our go-to in trying times. Change our hearts and our whole systems as you see fit to do so, to fulfill your purposes. Be with us and your servant Ken today as he speaks to us. In your precious name we pray. Amen. And now we will hear the word. The first reading is taken from 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And it's found in the New Testament section of your pew Bibles, which is right here on page 187. We declare to you that what was from the beginning, what we have heard, and what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, this life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you that we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The word of God. And now we'll read from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10 and 19 through 22. And it is found on page 89 in your New Testament. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord.